Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This is the broadcast, the Liberty Roundtable live broadcast for August the 12th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, it's hour 2 at 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly is the answer. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country. We're clear as a bell on our agenda. What we want, what we stand for, the new media is taking center stage. Welcome to Hour 2 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I asked what it was going to take for Donald to win, Kurt, and there's big problems now.
Yeah.
And the big problems are because the mainstream press is really gotten to the Donald.
Taking off the gloves.
No. Melting down.
No, I mean the mainstream press is.
Yeah, they're getting to the Donald and Donald's melting down.
Yeah.
Let me just play the latest soundbite. Remember, this is Salem Radio News, a Christian news service. Here's what Donald and what they say.
Some cracks could be showing in Donald Trump's campaign structure.
Having a tremendous problem in Utah. Utah is a different place, and I don't know if any is anybody here from Utah. I mean, it's I didn't think so. We're having a problem.
Trump addressing a gathering of evangelical pastors in Orlando. The campaign will be meeting with party officials today, but they say it has to do with strategy and not the ongoing tension between the two sides over Trump's blunt style.
Now, he says we're having trouble in Utah. Is anybody from Utah? Donald. Just so you know, I'm from Utah, nationally syndicated talk show host. We interviewed your son, and it was a great interview. I'll defend that interview all day long, and so should you, Donald. And we can talk about your blunt style if you like, but I don't even think that's necessary. What I would recommend for Donald is that he comes to Utah, he lets us kind of organize the event. He lets us let him speak. Guys like myself could speak, too. We could do a lot of good for Donald. If he's wondering what makes Utah tick, I think a backroom discussion, maybe that Donald could invite Sam to the Trump Tower. I won't climb it with suction cups, but he could let me take the elevator up. Mm-hmm. Buy me lunch and listen to me talk. And there's some things that I would tell Donald that I thought what I might do, Kurt, is just share them on the air a little bit.
All right.
So I'm kind of one of those transparent dudes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me just give you some headlines before I start what I'm going to say. Donald Trump explains his, quote, Obama-founded ISIS claim as sarcasm, Kurt. New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, quote, I meant that Obama founded ISIS literally. CNN. See a problem with that, Kurt?
Do I see a problem?
Yeah.
It's typically the main problem is he just doesn't go far enough and give him more details.
Exactly right.
That's the problem, just like you told.
The other problem is that when he backtracks on this stuff, he loses credibility. So the third headline says this.
Yeah.
Trump just confirmed every Republican's worst fear, CNBC.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not attacking the Donald. Let's make that very clear.
Yeah.
I'm also not voting for the Donald. Let's make that very clear. But the reason I bring this up is because the question is, what's it going to take for Donald to win? The next headline from Trump is, quote, I'm not going to pivot. Trump told CNBC that he had no plans to change his campaign style.
It seems like he pivots all the time to me.
Well, that's the point, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pivot.
He just needs to hold on and go
That's
farther.
Right. I'm not going to change my campaign style. In fact, he says, I'm a truth teller, Kurt.
Yeah, but he gives a little tiny bit and then just backs off, you know.
Okay.
That's what I see.
Should he have said that Obama and Hillary were the founders of ISIS?
Well, I think he should have said that there's a whole lot more. You know, our government's been behind all that. And then, of course, by connection would be Obama and Hillary and a whole bunch of other, you know, parts of our government.
So in my opinion, should he have said that? The answer is a clear, resounding no, Kurt. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah. You should have
because
said
it's not
right
exactly
way.
True. Okay, I don't mean to be rude, but it's not exactly true. Do I believe that they've certainly aided and abetted terrorists? Without question. Do I believe they're part of the problem? Without a doubt. But it's way bigger than Barack and Hillary. It's the war mentality. We're a warlike people. It's both sides of the aisle. Each presidential candidate and elected president has taken part in it for literally decades. It's a systemic problem. It needs to be exposed and resolved. But when the Donald talks from the top of his head or off the top of his head, and he makes statements that are patently debatably, if they're true, even if there's some validity to the point, you lose the argument, Kurt. And you almost wonder if the Donald's doing this on purpose to defocus the real issue. Because now when anybody brings up that, man, you know what, our government's involved in creating ISIS, everybody's just going to go, ah, whatever, that's a old tired argument that Donald tried to make yesterday. It's not even, but come on, Donald even said it was sarcasm. That's bogus. Okay? When you say I meant that Obama founded ISIS literally, and then you say it was sarcasm, you confirm everybody's worst fear. You're kind of going, what? This guy's all over the map. And then he runs around and goes, I'm not going to pivot. I'm not going to change my campaign style. What? I'm a truth teller, he says. Well, then why don't you tell the truth on Sam Bushman?
On the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
All right, now Hillary Clinton took to Twitter to respond to the Donald, Kurt. Now, I'm not defending Hillary. I don't like Hillary at all. In fact, I think she's the worst nightmare that America could even contemplate. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, what Hillary said when Donald said that she and her counterpart Barack Hussein created ISIS, she responds thusly, and again, Donald's part right, but he's off the chart in the way he delivered it to where he could be patently discredited. But Hillary responds a lot more common sense, even though I disagree with Hillary on almost everything. Here's what she says, Kurt. Quote, the most significant event that one can pinpoint is the 2003 invasion of Iraq by then President Republican George Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney. So if anybody is going to get the blame or take the blame for this, it should be them. Now, can you disagree with her, Kurt? When the Republicans have a warlike mentality and they're the ones that invade countries, I mean, Bush directly lied and said we have weapons of mass destruction there, and I can't tell you how I know, but you'll find out it's true, and then we found out it was a big old lie, and who's the warmonger?
Well, you know, our governments, parts of our government have been doing that. You know, it's a military-industrial complex.
That's
that
right.
We were warned about by, Eisenhower way back, you know.
Yeah, that was, 70 years ago almost?
It's quite a while back.
Right, and so when Donald says that Barack and Hillary founded ISIS, it's not exactly true. You can blame it at George Bush's feet just as easy as Barack's. Mm-hmm. Now, has Barack escalated the George Bush seed? If you will, in
you
other
could
words,
go ahead and,
yeah.
Yeah. You could go ahead and say, you know, here's what happened with Pearl Harbor. You know, I mean, you could, really detailed.
You
stuff.
Could just simply say we've got to stop funding, stop arming, and stop training terrorists.
Yeah.
What if Donald said that? We need to stop funding, arming, and training terrorists. And then people say, why do you make a statement like that, Donald? And he says, well, why don't you just look at the mainstream press's headlines all over the country? We've sent tons of arms over there that have fallen into the wrong hands. We've sent tons of money that we can't track. We've trained these jihadists in many ways. First they're our friends, then they become our enemies. You know, both sides of the aisle have been involved in that forever. We got to stop it. He could back up a claim like that and make common sense out of it easily, and Hillary couldn't even defend herself.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, folks, we got a lot to talk about here. So we're talking about this idea of how you could deliver the message. When Trump says that when Trump says that Barack and Hillary created ISIS, they're the founders of ISIS, it's an off-the-charts statement that can't really be factually confirmed. Now, if you say the United States needs to stop funding, arming, and training terrorists around the world, that's a statement that I believe can get attention. When people ask you, what are you talking about? You just whip out a New York Times article or a USA Today article or a Washington Post or a Washington Times or a CNN or a Fox or a where they document how we've armed terrorists by sending a bunch of equipment over there and the equipment gets shanghaied, pardon the term, or stolen by whoever, and we don't know whose hands it falls into. Or, you know what? Barack just sent $400 million to Iran.
Yeah.
Even though the Justice Department said it would be illegal to do so. See, that's training and funding terrorism.
Yep.
We can talk about how we've trained yesteryear people who then turn out to be our enemies in short decades in the future. You could easily defend statements. And so the Donald needs to learn, in my mind, the delivery. Now, on one hand, if he wanted to say that Hillary and those guys created ISIS, he could have came back and said, hey, Hillary and Barack Obama created ISIS. I'm just kidding. They didn't. But now that I've got your attention, we need to stop funding, arming and training terrorists. Now, people would say, Sam, you don't even know what it's like to be in front of the media all the time. It's easy to have a slip of the tongue. I've been in front of the media as much as Donald, if not more. I've had more on-air time, live, than Donald's ever thought of having. Because I guarantee you, I've done a radio talk show for more than 10 years, 3 hours a day, sometimes 6 days a week, 2 hours a day for another 10-plus years. I guarantee you Donald hasn't had that much time behind a microphone, Kurt. So I know a little bit about what I talk about. You got to be careful of what you say. You got to think through scenarios like a chess game and decide how you're going to respond to things. Is it possible to make a mistake? Absolutely. Everybody's done it. But it's how catastrophic those mistakes are and how you recover. You don't say my Obama claim was sarcasm, and then I meant that Obama founded ISIS literally, and then I'm not going to pivot, I'm not going to change my campaign style. I'm a truth teller. Well, which one of those is the truth? That it's sarcasm or that you were dead serious? Hillary Clinton took to Twitter and responded that, hey, I think the Republicans created ISIS. I'm going to have a hard time disagreeing with her point, too. They all created ISIS, ladies and gentlemen. That's the part you don't get. Donald says they did it. They say Donald did it. Or Donald's predecessors did it. Frankly, they're all right. They're just playing the Hegelian dialectic against you. Now, then they run around and say, well, Hillary short-circuited, Kurt, about emails. Well, then Donald short-circuited, too. Well, do you want to elect people that short-circuit? What will it take for Donald to win? I think common sense statements that can be backed up by fact. Donald's points are spot on. His delivery is unsupported, unsustainable, what would the word be? Just because the point's correct, the delivery just is unacceptable. Now, we mentioned right at the start of this hour that Trump has a massive problem in Utah, Kurt. That's all true. And I mentioned that the Donald could get a hold of me or whatever, and we could work out a way for the Donald to come to Utah. And what I would recommend is an absolute open forum discussion. Come and speak. Have two or three speaking engagements in Utah. Mm-hmm. Come on all the radio and TV that you can in Utah. Visit the state. Let us know that we matter. And talk about candid issues. And there's not only guys like Sam Bushman that are willing to help. But there's guys like Governor Gary Herbert that are willing to help. Now, I had an interview with Donald Trump Jr., and he disavowed me and called me a racist. I'm hoping he'll correct that someday. But I also interviewed Governor Gary Herbert, who was delighted for the interview and did not call me a racist. And Governor Herbert's not backing away from me or Donald at all. And Kurt has the details.
Well, that's right, Sam. And, now... This is, typically Governor Herbert, at least in our past experience with him, has been milquetoast at best. But, you know, at least in this case, I think he's done some reasonable good. Now, you know, this whole flap nationwide about, you know, Utah and it being a battleground state, tells you, ladies and gentlemen, is they think they don't know for sure who's going to win it, you know, who's going to get the electoral votes from Utah. I think it's much ado about nothing. I think there's pretty much no chance that Hillary will win. But anyway, back to the story from a local source. It says Trump has tremendous problem in Utah. Remember, that's the line you're hearing across, you know, the standard media. Then it says gets Governor Herbert's vote. Now, what really is happening is Governor Herbert says that he's a big pal of Mike Pence, and that's basically what he told us, you know, who is Trump's VP choice. And he also, you know, pointed out in several, I think he pointed out right to us, Sam, that one of the key things he was for was the whole Supreme Court idea that, you know, Trump has said, hey, I'm in for these guys for the Supreme Court. And, you know, and he says, I'm not an apologist for the Trump campaign. This is what Herbert said, or any campaign out there other than my own. I don't know that he meant he's an apologist for his own campaign, but he says some
he's
of the
just saying I take
like,
responsibility for myself. I can't really speak for and take responsibility yeah. for others. And I agree with the general point.
He says some of the things people like about Mr. Trump are his unvarnished comments. While what pops into his head and comes out of his mouth is sometimes unfiltered, people find that refreshing. At the same time,
yeah, and by the way, that's what he told us in the interview, and I'm one of them, Kurt. I find it refreshing, yeah. too, for the most part.
Right, and he says at the same time that's off-putting to many others. He suggested that could change with Trump in the White House and said all candidates say things he disagrees with, including Clinton, the former Secretary of State. He said, I think governing and campaigning are two different things. How you campaign is not necessarily how you're going to govern and vice versa. Again, he's never run for office before, so he doesn't have that traditional way of doing it, he said, talking about Trump. Then he says the key issues in the presidential campaign for Herbert are the nominations to the U.S. Supreme Court the next president will make, as well as states' rights. The governor said, adding that Trump provides the best opportunity to address him. He said he hopes Trump can make good choices and put good people around him, like his running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence. He said he'll bring some stability. He praised one of Trump's first big decisions as, you know, picking that VP choice. Anyway,
and his proposal list for the Supreme Court is unprecedented.
That's
we
right.
talked about
that's
that with
right.
Gary Herbert in our interview as well. Now, Kurt, let me ask you a question. I don't mean to be offensive, but I'm just going to have to do a little bit of self-promotion here. I don't really like doing this. I'm not really comfortable doing this. I'd probably be a much more important or recognized talk show host if I do more of this. But I don't like it. But there's a reason that I'm doing it now. Donald Trump is openly wondering, man, I got a problem in Utah. What do I do? Anybody yes. around here from Utah? Anybody? Oh, I didn't think so. I don't. What do you do? Right now, you got the governor of the state of Utah that flat out said, I'm voting for Donald.
Yeah.
He didn't mince words. He said, I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Yes.
People are wondering the sanity of the governor for doing so. The mainstream press wants you to believe. But
by
nevertheless.
The way, the governor's got a 41-point lead in his
own bid.
Deal against the Democrat.
For governor, right. All right, anyway, so you got the governor that's willing and open to meet with Donald Trump and Mike Pence at a moment's notice for the most part. I got another point to make in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Just days after a major economic policy address in Detroit, in which he touched upon classic post-Reagan Republican themes, such as budget cutting, tax cuts, and regulatory relief, Donald Trump appeared to reverse course by endorsing an approach more reminiscent of FDR and LBJ. In an August 1st interview with CNBC, Mr. Trump insisted that this is the time to borrow on account of the Federal Reserve's continued policy of keeping interest rates low. Normally you would say you want to reduce your debt, and I would like to reduce debt too, Trump said, before emphasizing that the problem is you have a military problem, you have an infrastructure problem, a tremendous infrastructure problem, and you have other problems. And also, the asset is your rates are so low. On many previous occasions, observes the Washington Examiner, Trump's campaign has stated implausibly ambitious goals for reducing or outright eliminating the federal debt. Trump has also, however, muddied the waters with ambiguous statements about refinancing or renegotiating the debt. It should be remembered as well that in his business dealings, Mr. Trump has referred to himself as the king of debt, and he has described his multiple business bankruptcies, at least four, but as many as six, as smart business moves. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I don't normally like to do this. I don't like to just promote myself in a... I'm just not that brash. I'm just not that... I don't know what you say. I'm just trying to be an average guy, a normal guy, you know? But I'm going to do it now because there's a purpose for it. Look, Kurt, do you know of a single nationally syndicated talk show host, one of the top 250 talkers in the nation, according to Talkers Magazine, a man that appeared at the Republican National Convention on his own dime to report, who's basically had interviews with all kinds of top officials? Presidential candidate Darrell Castle's been on the broadcast just recently. Governor Gary Herbert has been on the broadcast. Ron Paul, Mike Lee. I mean, I could go on and on and on through the years, right? Just interviewed Governor Gary Herbert just a few weeks ago. Right now, is there another talk show host in the state of Utah, Kurt, that is that prominent?
Well, not that I'm aware of.
There's not a one, unless we're not aware. But we've been in radio for 25 years, and we know at least of, or you know, all the hosts in Utah. I mean, there's people on radio stations. Doug Wright's a big talk show host because he's on one of the biggest stations in the state. Okay, but really, I mean, who's nationally syndicated? Who's... All right, now, I don't point that out that I'm important, but here's what I'm getting at. If Donald Trump wonders if he has a problem in Utah, he's kind of like, man, we got a problem here. I don't know what to do about it. What if you got a hold of the most preeminent talk show host in the state, Sam Bushman, and you got a hold of the governor? I mean, I don't know that there's a top office more than that in Utah, is there? And then you say, Sam, I know you have great connections to the 29 sheriffs in the state. Why don't you see if the Sheriff's Association will come? And leadership for the Sheriff's Association. Sam, I know you know the leader of the leaders of the Libertarian. I'm sorry, not the Libertarian. What's Lowell's organization called, Kurt? It's slipping my mind.
Campaign for Liberty.
You know those leaders. We know we can get a hold of the Republican leaders in Utah. I mean, Governor Gary Herbert might help with that. And Sam, I want to come to Utah, Sam, and I want to sit down and talk. And I want to see if we can change the game in the state of Utah. Because, look, I'm for religious liberty. Hillary's not. I may not be of the same religion as you people, but I believe in pro-life. Hillary does not. I know I'm a baby Christian. I know that I'm not as religious as I ought to be, and I know my life isn't stellar, but it is about change. It is about repentance. It is about hope and opportunity, and I'm trending in the right direction. I know I got a long way to go. So does one of your own, Glenn Beck. He's had a long road to hoe, too, and, you know, we all kind of come from that. But we're making progress, and I want to sit down with you leaders and talk about the Supreme Court nominees that I propose. I'm going to have Mike Pence with me. And one of the things Governor Gary Herbert said is, I hope Trump can make good choices and put good people around him, like Governor Mike Pence and others. Anyway, so you start to hang out with Governor Gary Herbert in Utah. You have Sam Bushman and maybe Doug Wright, another well-known talk show host. He's not even nationally syndicated, but he is on a big station. And you can have a few of us talk show hosts and a few of us in the media. And we could just have a chat, and we could talk about these things. What would be the most important? And I think you make it very clear. I intend to create a great, capable military, but not a world's police military. I'm not going to promote the military-industrial complex or the war machine. I am going to promote the defense of the greatest country on the face of the earth to make America first. You bet I am. I'm going to bring jobs back, not by me as a government leader thinking I can create jobs, but I'm going to create a level playing field with less regulation and lower taxes, and I'm going to let private business just prosper while I get out of the way. I'm going to lower taxes. I'm going to defend America, but not be the world's cop. I'm going to build relations with nations, not be an isolationist, but stand for appropriate fair trade deals. I'm going to renegotiate things to make America the envy of the world, economically speaking. I'm going to befriend nations and use diplomatic relationships and how to win friends and influence people to get it done. I'm going to surround myself with people like Sam Bushman and Governor Gary Herbert and Mike Pence and James Dobson and maybe some of the Mormon leaders could sit down at the table as well. Maybe a Dieter F. Uchtdorf or a Thomas S. Monson or maybe one of those guys could do that. A Henry B. Eyring or maybe one of the 12 apostles could sit down. And we're going to have a talk about what matters, what makes the heart of America tick, what makes the most conservative state in the union concerned about me as a presidential candidate, and what might I do to address their concerns, and what might I do to surround myself with people that could actually change the game. Because what kind of a statement would it say if Utah all of a sudden decidedly became pro-Trump? What you would start to see is a situation of, you know what, the godly versus the godless. The freedom versus the slavery. The right versus the wrong. The moral versus the immoral. And Donald has a long way to go, but a humble admission that, you know what, I haven't lived a perfect life, guys. I'll admit it. Glenn Beck has done that very successfully, Kurt. Glenn Beck has said, you know what, I used to be a total jerk. I was a drug addict and an alcoholic, and I had all these problems, and... But now, agree or disagree with Glenn Beck on policy, you know what? Glenn Beck's a pretty decent, nice guy. He's got a family and a wife and a good life. He's trending. Okay, Donald can make that point. He can just say, guys, you guys get on the Trump train, and I'm telling you right now, I'm trying to go in the right direction. And you could put together some of these economic ideas and talk about lowering taxes, talk about deregulation. Talk about building the infrastructure in America, which, by the way, does need to happen. Now, how it happens is a discussion. But private sector money and solutions can be, you surround yourself with the right people, and you, man, we could really take this to a new level.
Yeah, for example, like in Utah, you know, there's a number of companies that, for example, offer, you could say alternative health ways, and yet they're challenged or... threatened many times by the federal government and its minions that tell them, hey, there's only certain things you can say about what your products do or don't do. And, you know, I mean, you could open up a whole freedom of speech kind of idea, making America great again idea that says, hey, that's what we were started on. Let's address these issues. I mean, there's just a boatload of things that could be done.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that Donald makes that overture, that reach out, that to some of the key people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just looking to make Sam Bushman important. But I am saying that's the kind of reach out that Donald could do. The small guy matters. The people matter. I'm going to Utah not because it has as many votes as other states, but because it's kind of the bellwether of the West, or the bellwether of the Rocky Mountains. And I want to meet with people from these Rocky Mountain states. You could have Chuck Baldwin come down, a well-known religious constitutional leader. You know what? I know Chuck. I can give him a call and just say, hey, Donald wants to meet with us. Are you willing to help, you know, meet? Between you and I and the people that surround us, Kurt, we have a lot of contacts, can meet with a lot of people. And we could literally have a real discussion with Donald and come out of it with some real direction and policies and talking points and focus points that could make a tremendous difference. We really could. And if Donald's going to wonder publicly out loud, hey, I got a problem in Utah, I don't know what to do. Does anybody around here know anybody from Utah? It's an easy problem for Donald to solve. We can help him, Kurt. But here's the question. Is Donald serious? Is Donald genuine? Is Donald for real? Is that really what he wants to do? Or is that just talk? Now, Donald, what's it going to take for him to win? I submit that it's going to take backing off some of the extreme statements that can't even be confirmed from a factual point of view, because they're only partially true. In their statement, in completion, they're not true at all. In reality, there's elements of truth in them. But, I mean, Joe Arpaio could come to the meeting from Arizona, Richard Back. We could, you know, it could be a Rocky Mountain whole grouping of states. He could meet and probably represent 10 states right here in the West instantly. He could do in Salt Lake City. He could have several meetings with different people. He could, it'd be an incredible brain trust like Donald's never seen in his life. And we can really work on making America great again. We could talk about how, what if Donald said, you know what, my buddy Larry Hilton, I just met him, Sam Bushman introduced me to him, and my buddy Larry Hilton has put together the most incredible plan to restore America. Did you know that gold and silver is legal in the state of Utah? As legal tender, it's money, not just a commodity. It can't be taxed. It's real, honest to goodness, true rates and measures money. Did you know that? What if Donald just barked that out from a Utah event? Instead, I want to help all 50 states follow this pattern of incredible leadership. By the way, did you know that Utah's concealed carry permit is accepted in more states than any other state's permits are? That's a model we want to follow. We could give Donald so many talking points his head would spin. Liberty Roundtable Live, baby.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So I'm convinced Donald could come to Utah and get one of the most incredible brain trusts he's ever had in his life. I know he's got a lot of great brain trusts and people that have worked on many projects with him. He's pretty good at collaboration, pretty good with working with others, pretty good for the most part at research and leaving nothing to chance. And, you know, he does a great job in many cases. He really does. But if he came to Utah, he could really get the whole heartbeat of the Rocky Mountain region. And he could invite people in, for example, one of the greatest states to not only put gold and silver as legal tender, which is a model to follow across the country, Donald, you're probably listening to this program or having one of your surrogates listen and report back. That's phenomenal. Please take some of these ideas. I don't need credit, okay? Just give me a Trump t-shirt and defend me when somebody tries to beat me up, okay? All I'm telling you is we could really, truly, absolutely bring to you some solid leadership, not only on gold and silver constitutional coinage, but on the states' rights issue that Governor Gary Herbert speaks of so eloquently. Look, we need to deal with these land issues in a way that's appropriate. And the federal government's just off the charts nuts about this. I mean, Bill Clinton was crazy with the Escalante Monument. Barack Obama's been crazy with just demanding and just allocating acres and acres and acres of private property to government manipulation and control. They would say they're public lands, but I would say not true. Go look at your Constitution. The list is very defined and limited of the appropriate use and reasons the federal government can have property in the first place. But there are some of the greatest leaders when it comes to states' rights and land rights in the state of Utah as well. There's incredible leadership on that issue. In fact, Utah has done more to move towards having the lands returned to the state of Utah from federal manipulation and from federal thievery, if you will, more so than any other state of the union, Kurt. You want to respond to that?
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, you've got now here in Utah, you've also got this other guy, a former CIA operative or whatever, that says he's going to put together a campaign to not really take out Donald Trump or Hillary or whatever, but he's, you know, dissatisfied with either one. And there's some people working on his campaign to get him on the ballot, etc. But I think you've outlined very well how Donald Trump, if he's really concerned about, the Utah thing, how he could pull it off easily. And he would also be able to, you know, get some good media attention and do some good for the other areas.
We could even have him meet with vice presidential candidate Scott Bradley. Maybe Scott would agree to support Trump in a constitutional advisory role in his cabinet that could make tremendous brain trust solutions. This guy's one of the smartest guys I know, Scott Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another talking point that Donald could and should talk about that I think would be very critical, he could do so from the heart of the Rocky Mountains, from the crossroads of the West. Justice Department is now refusing to investigate the Clinton Foundation. Now, there, Kurt, mm-hmm. is something that you could really, really sink your teeth in. You don't need to make incendiary, crazy statements that you can be discredited about. You don't need to do that. But you can make solid points about, hey, we have a problem here when there's literal corruption and we can't get any investigations on this. You guys claim that I make these outrageous statements on things, and you know what? Sometimes I do, which is what Donald should say. However, this issue is solid as a rock, and if I don't bring it up in an incendiary way, you guys don't even pay attention to me. You just ignore me on the issue. Mm-hmm. Justice Department refuses to investigate the Clinton Foundation. Okay? Now, this is important. CNN has reported that FBI special agents in charge of three field offices agreed that a public investigation should be opened into the Clinton Foundation. And believe it or not, these three field offices took their concerns to the Justice Department to get shut down.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI's concerns were prompted by a notification from a bank regarding what was suspicious activity from a group that donated to the Clinton Foundation. Anyway, it goes on. All the details go on. But if Donald were to focus on this like this and say, oh, by the way, I got that from LibertyNewsDaily.com, just saying. Mm-hmm. One of the most premier Utah news services that's taken the nation by storm. It's the freest nonpartisan news organization that focuses on the who, what, when, where, why of a story.
Yeah.
Just think what could happen. Now, listen, during congressional testimony last month, FBI Director James Coney refused to even say whether the Clinton Foundation was a subject of investigation by the Bureau. And Donald could easily focus on that, Kurt, and say, listen, this is criminal. This is wrong. And if he delivered it in a non-incendiary way, I think you could get a Gary Herbert or a Mike Lee or a Rand Paul or a Mike Pence or I could go on, who would literally say, this is serious. This is true. You might even have Prince Rebus go, this is valid. This is a legitimate concern. And he could say, you know what? I, as president, would encourage Congress to say Hillary is in contempt and we needed an investigation into this corruption. Right? These things could be done. Now, Donald is starting to use the terms that we use on the air, Kurt, is why I say he's listening. Donald's starting to use the term false narrative now. The first time I heard that term was from Chris Ann Hall. I don't get credit for it, but we've been using that term quite often in our constitutional circles. And Donald's now using the term false narrative. Hey, the mainstream press has got they're painting me to a false narrative. Donald's right, Kurt. But see, you can start to say those kind of things, and now you look solid as a rock. You don't look off the charts unhinged or whatever. It's going to be very hard to attack that stuff. I'm just calling for an investigation into Hillary's corruption with her foundation. Three field offices agree with me. This is an example of states' rights. And you could literally say this is a national security issue, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't just fun and games. This is national security at stake. When the president of the United States sends $400 million to Iran,
yep.
And when Hillary Clinton has a foundation receiving money from literal terrorist organizations, we need to hold the Justice Department accountable when they refuse to investigate the Clinton Foundation. See, and so there's a lot that could be done for the Donald. What do you think I ought to do about it, Kurt? Think I need to call the Trump Tower?
Yeah, probably get on that one network that they use, you know.
I don't know how to get on that network, Kurt. King's X cell network. I don't know how to get on that thing.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'm just telling you, this is the most common sense. Come to Utah, stay for several days and weeks, tell how incredible the Rocky Mountains are, represent the 10 states or thereabouts surrounding Utah, make your stand in Salt Lake City, the Olympic city of the Rocky Mountains? If it's good enough for the Olympics, it's good enough for a Donald visit, isn't it, Kurt? Yeah. And we could talk about constitutional money, gold and silver, legal tender in the state of Utah. We could talk about states' rights and pro-life. Utah's the most conservative state in the union, my fellow Americans. And I know people would say, that's not true, Sam. You got all kinds of problems up there. There's problems everywhere, folks. I get it. But I also get that there's probably not a stronger area in the country that promotes God, family, and country and protects life, liberty, and property than Utah. I know you can find exceptions and examples where other states are ahead of us, but as a whole, I don't think there's anybody else absolutely on the leading edge of restoring America than Utah. Mm-hmm. I really don't. And I bring all this up because there's plenty of opportunities here, plenty of guidance. There's some large companies that are here, too, that matter, Kurt.
Yes.
That you could bring up and focus on.
Yep.
That's making a tremendous difference. There's a lot Donald could do. He could talk about national security. And he could talk about his administration won't violate people's property rights like the big old scandalous data gathering system right here in Utah. I'll wind that down and use it properly to make sure that we appropriately protect America but not spy on citizens. He could back into that discussion. There's a lot Donald could do. But I ask one more question. Is he serious, Kurt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so if he is, point. It should be easy to put together this whole proposal that I've got.
Yeah.
Hey, Donald. You can give me a call, dude, and I'll help you set it all up, bro, just because I'm a nice guy like that. Even though I'm right now not even a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you one other idea. You might convince me to be a Trump supporter. And you might convince the majority of Utahns as well. But in my humble opinion, that's what it's going to take. Meet with the governor. Meet with Sam Bushman. Meet with an incredible brain trust of the Rocky Mountain West. Donald, let's get it done, my friend. It's going to take some work. But you're not afraid of work now, are you? It's going to take a little bit of humility, too. Do you got that in your DNA? Most people claim you don't, but I'm convinced you do. I trust Ben Carson. By the way, you ought to invite Ben to Utah, too. This nation shall endure.